And in so doing, you subconsciously make yourself your own God. Now, anyone with a rudimentary understanding of the concept of God must agree that by definition, God is not a being that needs to be saved. If he needed to be saved, then there would need to be someone more powerful than him to save him, and then he'd not be God, but his savior would be. If God, by definition, is all-powerful, all-knowing, and perfect, i.e., God, then when you make yourself the designer of your own salvation, you ultimately make yourself the all-knowing and all-powerful one in your life. That means you're making yourself the God in your life so that you can save yourself. But if you're God, then you don't need saving. When you pick and choose your faith, what you are owning is your own inerrancy, or inability to be wrong. You are claiming your perfection and wisdom and rejecting anything that speaks of your failure to be perfect. Unfortunately, when circumstances show you that maybe your chosen path of salvation is too restrictive or getting in the way of your ultimate enjoyment, you're faced with some heavy editorial work. And in those changes to the scriptures of your faith, you only prove that you didn't know what you were doing in the first place. Picking and choosing your faith promises the ultimate freedom to be who you want and to do what you want. But eventually, it will only prove to you that to live for yourself and to make your law based on your own happiness is to become the slave of your imperfect self and to be tortured and tormented by your own pride and failure.
My picky and choosy faith. All of my life, I wanted to be married. It was my number one goal. I said I was a Christian, and so I knew I would only ever have sex with my wife. But who I defined as my wife was my own choosing. See, when I dated someone I really liked, I told myself I was going to marry her, and so I could, of course, sleep with her. I chose to believe as long as I was going to get married to her, I could have her. And so I thought, until I would break up with her. Then the next one would come along, and I would tell myself the same thing. In picking and choosing which parts of Scripture I liked and how they applied to my life, I made one mess after another, leaving broken hearts in my wake. And my heart didn't fare so well either. When I did ultimately marry one of the girls, it ended in divorce 2 years later because I failed to establish my life on the complete counsel of God. Instead, I counseled myself, made up what I thought Scripture should say, all the while calling myself a Christian. I lived as a non-Christian for years, but God will let you wreck yourself in order to save you. And that's what he did for me when I surrendered my whole life and will in a tiny jail cell. My life and peace have never been the same, all because I stopped picking and choosing and embraced owning my faith. Disown it.